This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Board, Canada's leading learning and technology magazine. I'm here at FETC 2014, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning Moment with Dr. Abraham Fischler, the President Emeritus of Nova Southeastern University. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Dr. Fischler. This is a fortuitous opportunity to have met you here at the media room and to learn about some of the pioneering work you did in the early days in establishing Nova Southeastern University and your focus on distance learning. You, I understand, are the, could I use the term grandfather of distance learning?
Yep, grandfather is probably right.
Well, it's a state of mind, right? That's what
I correct.
Say. Well, perhaps you can share a little bit about the vision that you had in the early, we're talking early 70s, and how it evolved.
Well, in the society, we were going through the transformations in a number of areas. We were desegregating our schools, which was one area. So I started the EDD in educational leadership in 1971. We became fully accredited by Southern Association, and they approved with the understanding they would come back every year for the first 5 years of the program. And it consisted of 25 or 30 principals taking three courses during the course of the periods, because each course met every third Saturday, so that a month, you can see that about 3 months per course. And then in the summer, we brought them all together from everywhere into an eight-day summer institute, and we brought in top people in the country to speak with them and spend the week with them. And they got credit for the summer program, but there was no credits in terms of making progress towards the degree, but they had to take that. And they had to do two out of three because it was a three-year program.
Now, we're talking pre-internet days, so it was the technology was planes and telephones.
That's correct. That's all they had. But it had to be the jet because yes. The poor professors would leave on a Friday, sleep Friday night, and teach 8 hours on Saturday. And I used to tell the principals, don't let them talk to you for 8 hours on a Saturday. And they knew that I was saying that all the time. So they had to come in with some interactive activities and gamings so that the day would be pleasant. But it gave them a chance to also make their presentations. And we had people like Guthrie from Berkeley and Lou Rubin from Illinois and a couple of my friends from Harvard. And so we brought to them really the outstanding people. And they were willing to do that because after a while, the same professors, the same three professors, if they divided it up, taught that particular unit no matter where it went. So it kind of limited us to a number of clusters. Of course, there were only three professors.
Right.
So, and they had to go for three sessions. That's 27 hours of contact.
So that's evolved over time. And so fast forward to this era today, and how is that program being delivered? And how many students have you awarded degrees over the years? Evolved that university to be a very large institution.
That was the one that began to save us because the people that came could afford to pay tuition. And each cluster had approximately 25 in the sessions. So we would begin with 25 the first year and then be down to 20. But it was good for us because what it did was it gave us a national reputation. There was a time when we were operating in 23 foreign countries.
Including Canada. You mentioned the Canadian connection.
Well, that's where we had one in the West and we had one in the East.
You mentioned Banff. That's a nice spot.
Oh, yes.
You know, I might be inspired to want to enroll in this EDD program if you're going to be taking me to nice spots like that.
Yes. The summers were interesting because they would come to the campus, and we were in a Diplomat Hotel, which is a big hotel right on the beach. I would greet them on the first day in a big session, and then I said to them, if you want to see me at 6:15 and every morning, I'll be in the ocean, and we can have another kind of question and answer period in the ocean.
And while you're swimming in junior athletics.
While you're swimming in the ocean, exactly. And it worked because the guys came and laughed and informal, it worked.
That's fantastic. And how has the university evolved from technology, distance learning, blended learning scenario, and what programs are you offering?
Well, with the three beginning ones was one for the community colleges, because they had changed from a junior college, so we helped with the transition of that.
Right.
And then we had the public administration program, mm-hmm. primarily to convince those that were concerned in the states about how authentic these programs were. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to go through one also, so we had one in public administration. And that one was the most difficult one. We brought in people from the CIA and wow. Washington and things like that. And the summer institutes were good also because we also tapped people that weren't normally the professors, but they were people in education that we ought to subject our people to.
That's fantastic. Now, technologies, you know, who would have predicted the internet and some of these solutions?
Well, when I got my doctorate in 59, we already had a computer laboratory and we had with the 360s. So the computers were there, they just weren't
connected. So when did you start engaging in?
Well, once the programs evolved to where computers were prevalent and right. useful, I would say we actually started the programs in the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And
that's where the internet was most prevalent originally. I was at York University where we had access early on.
Yeah, well, we
with the universities interconnected, yeah.
Corrected. So that's when we started that. And now we have it blended. If those that are surviving and still operating at
right.
Nova, each have adapted the use of technology as part of the delivery system and as part of the interactions.
Let's talk about that for a moment in terms of the human connection and how important that is. I had a wonderful experience doing my EdTech master's at Pepperdine in a blended environment, and I'm such a proponent of that, and I had a wonderful experience.
Now it's even easier with Skype.
Right.
It costs you nothing to...
Mind you, I got to travel to Malibu, California, so...
No, so it really works, and they can talk to one another even when they...
Right.
So it gives them a much more broader view of education, and the professors in the old system... They enjoyed going to the various locations.
That's interesting.
They actually, I remember sitting with Guthrie, and we talked about that. He did it, and he was one of the best people we had in the country in finance, school finance.
So leadership is really important in having quality people that are in place.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, hence your leadership at Southeastern University, and you impacted a lot of people.
Well, yeah, we had, if you figure 30 clusters and roughly 20 finishing, yes, and the higher ed one impacted, so that there was a time when we had 7 superintendents, we now have 20-30 superintendents in higher ed, junior college presidents, and now most of them turning into four-year institutions.
That must be so rewarding for you to see the success and celebrating 50 years.
Yeah, this year is our 50th year for the university and 48th year for me.
Congratulations. And you're still involved day-to-day, or are you...
Yeah, I have an office. They're kind to me, but I'm not doing too much in the way of administration.
Right.
When I got out of the kitchen, I got out of the kitchen. And,
well, it's a pressure cooker, no pardon the pun, no doubt.
No. But it was time to go and other people coming in. And now if you visit the campus, the buildings are gorgeous, and we now have law schools and business schools, and law school is traditional but of good quality, and we have a medicine, we have the DO going on, we have dentistry. I mean, it's a full-blown university.
It sounds like a place I want to visit and perhaps consider doing my EdD.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you give me a reference if I was going to apply?
Of course.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for this.
I appreciate it.
Dr. Fischler.
And I, you know, Canada is so important to us. It's really, one of these days we may even fuse better than we're doing now.
Yeah, no, well, there's always partnership opportunities, and, you know, we're good neighbors to you guys.
Absolutely.
We value our friendship and
we
partnership.
We value you in the north of us, so we don't have to worry about that border.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Abram Fischler, President Emeritus at the Nova Southeastern University. My name is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.